Models are powerful things. Yet it's important to realize that reality transcends all models. John von Neumann is credited with saying that the only satisfactory model of a neuron would be a neuron. In other words, models are no substitute for the complexity and richness of what occurs naturally. Or, as Korzybski put it, the map is not the territory. Even the best map of a city, if it gave you three-dimensional real-time moving pictures from a super GPS, could never be mistaken for the real city. Every model has the same fatal flaw. It throws away the things that don't fit. Subjectivity doesn't fit the scientific method, and so the vast majority of scientists throw it out. Physicalists throw out mind as a force in nature. Because of this inherent flaw, models are right about what they include and wrong about what they exclude. In our view, the last person to ask about the mind is a physicalist, just as the last person to consult about God is an atheist. We are forced to a startling conclusion. No one can claim to know what is really real as long as the brain is their window on the universe. You can't step outside your nervous system. Your brain can't step outside space-time. So whatever is outside time and space is a priori inconceivable. Unfiltered reality would probably blow the brain's circuits, or simply be blanked out. All of these facts seem to prove that we live on the classical side of the Heisenberg cut. That's a false conclusion, however. Everything we say, think, and do is connected to the quantum world. Because we're embedded in quantum reality, we must be communicating with it somehow. The quantum state is just as available as the everyday world. Going into the quantum state doesn't mean that every solid object becomes illusory and all your friends are imaginary. It means that you've stepped into another perspective, and by perceiving your life as a multidimensional series of quantum events, that's what it becomes. Adapting to the quantum. You have a quantum mechanical body, including your brain, which means that the self you call me is a quantum creation. The world is no different. Quantum theory is the best guide, so far, to how nature actually operates. Even though strict believers in the Heisenberg cut don't permit the classical and quantum worlds to bleed into each other, clearly they do. Does this mean that you behave like a photon and vice versa? Yes. A prime example is unpredictability. In classical physics, the whole point was to tame nature's messiness, making events, out there, abide by rules, constants, and laws of nature. This project was spectacularly effective until quantum mechanics became the new sheriff in town. At that point, unpredictability became a fact of life, just as it is in human behavior. Each unstable radioactive nucleus has a specific rate of decay, known as its half-life, the amount of time that it takes for it to lose half of its initial value. The half-life of uranium-238 is about 4.5 billion years. In general, radioactive decay is very slow, which is why sites contaminated by radiation can be dangerous far beyond our lifetime. The process is also unpredictable, in that a physicist can't point to a specific nucleus and tell us when it will decay. Therefore, probabilities are given instead. This is a key adaptation to quantum reality. Uncertainty is a given. For the sake of illustration, if a certain nucleus has a half-life of a day, it will have a 50% chance of decaying within a day, a 75% chance within 2 days, and so on. The quantum mechanical equation, specifically the Schrödinger equation, that describes a particular quantum system, is very precise about the probability of an occurrence in the nucleus. But a problem arises. It is an obvious fact that any probability refers to something that's about to happen. whether it concerns the outcome of nuclear decay or the winner of the Kentucky Derby. But after it happens, the outcome suddenly jumps to 100%. Decay occurred. American Pharoah won the Derby. Or else 0%. No decay occurred. Another horse won. The probabilities of real-life events must at some point jump to 0 or 100% once the outcome is known. Otherwise, they mean nothing. The Schrödinger equation calculates the survival probability of a nucleus, that is, the probability of its not having decayed, which starts off at 100% and then falls continuously, reaching 50% after one half-life, 25% after two half-lives, and so on, but never reaching zero. Good news for slow racehorses who will get infinitesimally closer to the finish line, but never cross it to be declared the loser. So, as spectacularly successful and honored as the Schrödinger equation has been, it never describes an actual event. If there was an actual decay, the survival probability would become a certainty and jump to 100% at that point, because we are certain that the decay occurred once we observed it. This gap between mathematics and reality has become famous as the paradox of Schrödinger's cat, a thought experiment devised by the great man in 1935, which has defied explanation ever since, even though every theoretical physicist has their own pet answer.